Hello, this is the Women's Football Report Olympic Edition. I'm your host, Sydney, coming at you from Deep Creek, Maryland, in the United States. I'm currently on vacation, so hopefully the sound quality of this does not sound bad, even though it's basically just my friends who are listening to this. Shout out to Caitlin, Delaney, and Aurora for being the first people to listen to this. Before we get into the second round of matches, I just wanted to give you like a podcast update. This is kind of like a test, so if I don't like podcasting, I won't continue, but I'm liking it so far, and I'll probably kind of make the show more like unique because this is kind of just like basic news. So getting into group two of the matches, I said I was going to start with group G today because I started with group E and went from E to F to G, so I'm going to do the opposite today, and then maybe next round I will switch it up again, just randomize it. So I'm going to start with Australia versus Sweden because this was the first game that happened today. Sweden won 2-4. Even though Australia lost, this was a really good showing. Sam Kerr ended up getting both Australia's goals. Australia could have won this at one point. It was 3-2, and then Australia got a chance to make a PK and tie it up to make it 3-3. But Sam Kerr unfortunately missed the penalty. It wasn't a great PK, and then Sweden ended up getting another goal. Sweden go top of the group. Now this sets up a really good game for the next match, which is going to be USA versus Australia, because it will determine that number two spot or number three spot, because I do not see New Zealand beating Sweden. But if it does, then we'll have a whole nother different table. Now we're going to move on to USA versus New Zealand. Everyone was wondering, how was the USA going to respond after the loss to Sweden? And they did show up. They beat New Zealand 6-1. The scoreline could have been a little different because there was disallowed goals, own goals, but we'll get into that now. Before we even get into the game, I wanted to get into the USA's lineup, and the people above me in the hotel are being very loud, so I'm really sorry for that. But they took out Kelly O'Hara, Christy Mewis, and Adie French. They put in Jane Campbell, Casey Krueger, and Macario. There's so much depth in this US squad, so I was surprised not to see Lynn Williams, because it seems like he was giving all the alternates a chance, but I guess he wanted goals and he didn't put her in. But I think she should have at least got some playing time, but yeah. So now getting to the actual game, I think Rose Lavelle had a really good game. She's the one who got the first goal. Also, Emily Sonnet pushed up a lot. I kept hearing her name. She was making runs up and down the line. The goal that New Zealand scored was just a bad clearance. Like, that shouldn't have happened. It was just really sloppy. Horan got a goal, and it was her 100th cap, so that's good. She should have had two, but they called one offsides, which shouldn't have been offsides, and there was a lot of offsides goals in this game. Imagine if we held our runs just a bit, like the score could have been 10-0 or 10-1. New Zealand's defense did press up high, which caused us to be offsides, which was really good. They had two own goals, which were unfortunate. One was just trying to head a Carly Lloyd clearance, and another one was just a Kristen Press shot deflection. But yeah, I'm not going to go too much in depth of the game because the score kind of tells you it's 6-1. So yeah, we're going to move on to the next group. So as I was saying before, this sets up a really good Australia and USA game. Currently at the table, Sweden has 6 points, USA has 3 points, Australia also has 3 points, and New Zealand has no points. But the US is number two right now because they have +2 on goal differential, while Australia has -1. So even if the USA ties, they will get that number two spot. Unfortunately, Australia is going to have to win this game if they want that number two spot. So moving on to Group F, I'm going to start with China versus Zambia. The final score was 4-4. China had a 3-1 lead, and they ended up blowing that lead. Barbara Banda had another 3-goal game, and so she ties Kristen Sinclair for the most goals in one tournament, which was 6, and she's 2 games in. Unfortunately, I don't see her making it far enough to be able to get, like, Golden Boot or anything like that. But Zambia's had a good showing for their first Olympics. Their offense is good, and China has been a bit disappointing. They're ranked number 15th, and they just tied the number 104th team in the world. So I think China just needs to do more if they want to make it far in other tournaments, because I do not see them getting out of the group stage in this tournament. So, yeah. The next game in this group is probably the game of the day, which was Brazil versus Netherlands. So, Miedema strikes early and gets a goal in the 3rd minute to make it 1-0. And I was kind of watching this at the same time as the United States game. So I watched the first half all the way through just this game, and then I was back and forth with the U.S. game and this game. But then they tie it up. Dibinha ties it up. Then Miedema scores again in the 60th minute, and she now has 6 goals. So her and Banda are tied with 6 goals, so they both are tied for Christine Sinclair's 6 goals in one tournament record. And it's only 2 games in, which is crazy. So I think Miedema is going to win the Golden Boot. Miedema's first goal was just insane. She turned right around the defender and knocked it right into the corner. But yeah, back to the game. Marta scores the penalty, so it's 2-2. Then Brazil goes up 3-2, and Netherlands end up scoring on a free kick. It said that the Brazil team had a lot more shots, and they had 57% possession versus 43%. And Netherlands said they had 4 shots. So I don't really know if they have 4 shots and they made 3. That means they're accurate on the chances they got. Brazil might have won if they were more accurate, but they ended up tying. So this leaves Brazil and Netherlands at the top of the table. Netherlands are number 1 because they have +7 on goal differential, and Brazil at number 2 with +5. I do not see the number 3, China, getting out of this group with only 1 point. So I think Group G and Group E are going to have those third place finishers move on. But there's one more day of games left, so I'm not going to jinx anything. So finally, we're moving on to Group E, and I'm going to start with Canada versus Chile. Canada ended up winning 2-1. Janine Becky scoring both of Canada's goals today. She could have had a hat trick, but she unfortunately missed a penalty kick. So today we've had 2 missed penalties already. But Canada did start out really strong. Chile's only goal was off a penalty. So basically what this means is Canada's probably going to move on and Team GB is going to move on, but we're going to get into that game later. Yes, this was a good response from Canada. I think they still have more to offer. They have Christine Sinclair, Janine Becky, Jessie Fleming. That is a really strong attack. So I think they're going to just keep growing with every game. And this sets up a really good matchup for Canada versus Team GB for Game 3 of matches on Tuesday. So I'm really excited for that. And with that, we're going to move on to Team GB versus Japan. So this was a game I was really excited for. Didn't know how this game was going to end. It could have gone either way. Team GB ends up winning 1-0 on a late Ellen White goal. Ellen White has been on fire recently. This is now her 12th international goal in her last 13 appearances. And I'm just going to talk about the GB lineup a little bit more because there was a lot more. They decided to play a 4-2-3-1, which is a little unconventional. They had 2 defensive mids, which is Sophie Ingle and Kira Walsh, which I thought they work good together because they both are really good defensive midfield. Kim Little was the captain for this game, and she should have been after her performance last game. I mean, Japan did play a good match as well. They had 10 shots, and it said that one was on frame, and they had 43% possession, while GB had 7 shots, and they had 1 on goal, and they had 57% possession. So this gives Team GB a perfect start to the tournament so far with 6 points. While Canada is close behind with 4 points and Japan is with 1 point, I see GB and Canada finishing first and second as they are now, and I see Japan moving it on as the number 3 since I already said I do not see the third place finisher of Group F moving on. So that isn't the end of today's episode because I'm going to do a little segment just about football news around the world, not necessarily Olympics related. Today's episode was a little bit shorter because last episode I ranted about the U.S. team for a good 3 minutes. So I'm going to start off with like trades and transfers and stuff like that. Lauren James officially joins Chelsea women's team and they let go of Hannah Blundell, who moves to Manchester United. In the NWSL, there was a big trade between Kansas City and North Carolina Courage. KC traded Amy Rodriguez in allocation money for Christine Hamilton, Caitlin Rowland, and Hallie Mace. I honestly think North Carolina lost the trade because those are some young players that are really good, and Amy Rodriguez is a little older, but she is more experienced. But I think this is a must for Kansas City because they have not won yet, and it was kind of weird because the first match they played was against each other, and Christine Hamilton started against her former team. The game ended up being a 0-0 tie. So that's going to be the end of today's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Can't wait to record Tuesday's episode, And hopefully you'll be listening to that one too. So thank you so much for listening to the Women's Football Report Olympic Edition.